You're listening to Naked Oceans with Helen Scales and Sarah Castor-Berry, and we're talking trading the oceans. Coming up, we'll meet some seahorses in Florida and find out how captive breeding is offering an alternative to catching them from the wild. But first, this month saw the launch of a major new report on coral reefs. Reefs at Risk Revisited has compiled a detailed global map of the problems these vital ecosystems are facing today. The report was launched this month at a special meeting at the Royal Society in London, and I went along to meet some of the people behind the report. Well, the main headline findings are, I'm afraid to say, rather depressing. One of the report authors is Mark Spalding from the Nature Conservancy.
The top headline is that 75% of the world's coral reefs are now threatened by human actions. That includes a combination of the direct impacts of people on reefs, things that we can control really at relatively local levels. Those direct impacts are affecting just over 60% of the world's reefs. When we factor in recent climate change, this is what's happened to date, not the future, that pushes our number up to 75% of the world's reefs. Another headline that we looked at was predictions of the impacts of future climate change, and we sat those, if you like, on top of the results of threat to date, and they become extremely gloomy. By the 2030s, we're up to 80% of the world's coral reefs being threatened, and by the 2050s, we're at 99%. You can't stick your head underwater everywhere around the world. There's too much. There's not enough scientists. Some of these places are very remote. So instead, we've built a model which predicts how much is threatened, and we've had that verified by hundreds of scientists from around the world.
And in terms of what's causing this risk to reefs, what are the threats we're looking at? What are reefs suffering from today?
It's a huge host of threats, really, and quite often one piled on top of the other. The biggest one is certainly unsustainable fishing, just taking too much and sometimes taking it in extremely damaging ways, using explosives to catch fish. On top of that, we have what's washing off the land. We have sediments and pollutants just being washed out of agricultural areas, from deforested slopes into rivers and out to the reefs. So that's kind of the watershed threat. And then we've got coastal development. I mean, human populations are burgeoning everywhere, but particularly in the coastal zone. And as buildings are built and sewage is pumped into the ocean, that's a huge threat. And the final local threat is shipping and other sources of marine pollution, oil and gas installations, boats crisscrossing the oceans and so on. And sadly, what we've added to that already, that sort of long litany of threat, is the issue of changing climate, changing oceanography.
And talking about reefs at risk, what does that really mean? Are we talking that the reefs that are at risk aren't going to be here in a number of years' time? How do we sort of get a handle on what that actually means in the real world?
We need to remember this is a model. We're trying to predict the condition. And if you stuck your head under the water in many of these places, you'd see different things. In some cases, it is a measure of things already declining. But in all cases, it's a measure of a potential for decline that could be any day now. I mean, the pressures are immense.
Mark Spalding there, introducing the key points raised by the Reefs at Risk Revisited report about the threats facing coral reefs today.